Hey, this is Steli.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And in today's episode of The Startup Trip, we're going to talk about how you and I are thinking about trends.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Especially trends in business and in technology. You know, obviously also you could draw even further and think about trends around the world in terms of how people consume things or how businesses buy things. But in specific, what we really want to talk about, I think, is technology and business trends, right? Typically around the end of the year, the beginning of the year, and especially when you're in software and technology in some way, there's always these super hot trends, this like the next big wave of growth that will come in these new areas. And I think that a lot of people, there's a lot of, as far as I can tell, and this is going to be my first way of how I think about these trends, is that a lot of times I see people being confused about what these things mean and kind of not realizing what is a true trend versus what is just a fad or a fashion or just a cool new branding for something that is not new at all. You know, it's been maybe a trend that's been going on for much longer and it's not a new thing. And one thing that comes to my mind immediately on that is the whole, you know, big data and machine learning turning into artificial intelligence. Like AI has been a new thing that's been thrown around pretty wildly and recklessly, especially in SaaS in 2016. And in most of these cases, I'm having a really hard time finding the artificial intelligence that's supposedly part of what is being sold there. And now I hear a lot of new SaaS founders saying, oh, we're going to build this and this, and it's going to be AI for whatever. There was something funny the other day that my co-founder was sharing with me in company chat. AI for something ridiculous, whatever. So AI is being thrown. It was just ridiculous. Where I was laughing for a good amount of time, just like thinking about it. Just because now AI seems to be the new whatever social was or mobile. It seems like you need to attach this to what you're doing to prove that you're going to be part of a bigger trend. Although what you're doing has nothing to do with AI. In most cases, not even real machine learning, but like it's so far from artificial intelligence, but it's just a cool new tag. And now we have all these big SaaS companies coming out with products, and they're just naming them Einstein and Tesla and Edison and whatever. And we're all now thinking about an AI component in our SaaS product, although it may or may not be anything that has to do with AI at all. All right, so I'm rambling here, but
I'm gonna bring it back home.
All right, bring it back home.
Yeah, it's good ramble though, because I can ramble on this topic. But as you were talking, I really wanted to step back for a second and talk about trends and why they're important to everybody listening, regardless of what your job is or role is. So for me, I've been watching trends for probably most of my life, just because I used to break apart my telephone and try to figure out how it worked and then put it back together, and then it wouldn't work. And it frustrated my parents quite a bit, but they were very supportive, believe it or not. I broke apart every little thing I saw. The second I could use a screwdriver, it was on like Donkey Kong. Some of my favorite tools were screwdrivers. And the reason I mentioned that is the reason I was opening all this stuff is I wanted to know how it worked. And I think that really speaks to like why I really love product and thinking about that. So since I've been building businesses on the internet, it's about 13 years now, 14 next year, I guess. I wanted to break apart how software worked, or break apart how someone did a marketing tactic or a sales thing or whatever it may be. And one of the reasons for doing that is that we're all creators and we're all looking to create things. Doesn't matter who you are, you're making stuff or you're facilitating other people to make stuff, which is most of my job these days. And the trends always come in your mind, and taking it all the way to software now, there's a lot of software out there. And there's a lot of support for us building software, meaning I could even go throw up a website with some, you know, with an Amazon instance pretty easily just by Googling around a little bit and figuring it out. And I'm not an engineer at all, which will probably come as a surprise to some people, but that's for another episode. So what I want to say about trends, and then, you know, before we like jump into like kind of AI and the specific ones, is that we have a natural tendency to go towards these trends because they're new, And if we're making things, they're really important. They could be really important to our jobs, and we probably don't want to miss out on those trends. So it's another thing. Like, it's almost like it's trendy to be trendy, just in life in general. And you want to be that cool person that knows about that new thing that's so hot and interesting. But what comes with that sort of mindset and that mentality, which I think a lot of humanity, at least in the US and in more wealthy parts of the world, are, is like they're looking for the next thing, whether it's an Apple Watch or you know, the next iPhone. And all these things have new technology and new things that these companies have impressively, in often cases, used. Like, for example, Amazon just launched a supermarket where you just walk in and walk out. You walk in, get what you want, walk out. You don't have to do anything else except walk in and walk out. They even call it like Amazon, like walk out, just walk out technology. How genius, right? And that's impressive. And it's very interesting to me because it the amount of technology, and I will say trendy technology that it takes to make that work is ridiculous. They've applied it. So now in software, we're like, oh, we should apply machine learning. We should apply AI into whatever we're doing. Because, you know, it'll solve all problems. But I think people forget that Amazon and many other companies that are applying this, Apple and even Google to a great extent, has applied these technologies to natural, normal, you know, human problems that are always the same. Like, yeah, we're always going to need to go buy food somewhere, or it's going to have to get delivered to us, whatever. But Amazon's already tried the delivery thing. They've been working on that for a while. Now they're like, oh, we'll do a grocery store and make a 10x better experience. So what I would advocate is that if you're getting trendy, especially if you're building software or even like looking for the next big marketing channel, like, you know, I think a podcast is actually pretty trendy right now, right? You have to dig in and you have to truly understand whether it's worth your time or not to apply it to your business and whether it's actually going to solve human problems, right? Problems that matter to your audience. Like, for example, if someone said, I'm going to start a podcast and I'm going to get a lot of customers because of my podcast, the first thing I'd do is start laughing. The next thing I would do after I calm down, you know, and I'd be like, well, actually, there's probably, have you tried these 5 or 10 other things that are lower hanging fruit for you and aren't as trendy? Because those are most likely to work. So we have to really be conscious of these trends that are all around us because they bubble up and people like to talk about them. But my advice for that, you know, just to dig in before kind of I let Stelly say something, is you have to like figure out, how is it practical? And is there anyone talking about it that's even remotely related to what you're doing in a way that, you know, applies it? So I call this it's an applied trend. So a trend isn't useful to you until you actually apply it and it works. So for example, all the grocery stores are probably freaking out right now, freaking out, because they know that the experience at the grocery store is now going to be better because Amazon has entered the space. So you're going to see a lot of them go, oh, we should have done that. We should go do it. But they're not Amazon. They're not tech companies. They can't actually utilize those technologies very easily. So what's going to happen? There's going to be a crop of startups that pop up that might already exist even that I can't think of yet that are going to try to make those supermarkets just like Amazon's market. And that's actually an applied example. I just gave an example of an industry where you'd think that was impossible. I'm sure the grocery store owners were not thinking about this in the way that Amazon was, and Amazon comes out and literally puts this out there and says, this is what's up. And now all those grocery stores are like, okay, we have an applied example. Let's go do something about it. My bet would be someone like Whole Foods goes for it first.
Yeah. And then just to, you know, keep spinning with this, what happens is that Amazon goes into this. Maybe there's a few startups that are now saying, you know what, grocery store markets is not something that seemed very startup-y, but now it is. If we apply a lot of technology to it, this could be a big opportunity. You get a bunch of investors to put money into it. And then some of these larger chains, because they can't innovate as easily internally, they might just pick up some of these startup companies and just acquire them as an easier way for them to get that expertise, or at least appear to be. Okay, so there's, I mean, there's obviously a lot why people are interested in trends. It's one way that we are trying to predict the future, right? And if we know what's going to happen in the future, then hopefully our odds of having influence over it or succeeding in it are higher. It's a very natural thing to be interested and curious about what's new and what's next. And what's new, what's next being the thing that's being a very attractive trait in life and in humanity. But then there's also, when you talk to a lot of startup founders, and at times they describe what they're doing in ways that seem irrational to me. Let's say, you know, we're doing whatever, we're doing this, email SaaS marketing tool, and it's going to be AI as well. And then I go, whoa. What artificial...
Wait, you're working on AI, Skelly? You're working on AI?
I'm like, what exact artificial intelligence have you created that I would, that tell me more about that? And then, yeah, well, it's more, you know, some sort of machine learning. I'm like, what exactly? What, tell me about the intelligence part here. What exactly is this? And then it's really just automation, right? This is automating a bunch of things and having some if-then rules. And like, it's not even that, it's very, very simple. And like, why the fuck are we talking about AI when what we're doing is something totally different? Like, and then a lot of times the responses that I get are things like, well, you know, investors will like it more. Well, we're going to get more press. Well, it's good. You know, it's like, it's sort of the story is like, we know it's bullshit, but we think we have to say it so we're attractive, right? We think we have to say it so that we get funding, so that we get press, so that we are able to hire amazing people. Everybody's doing these cool new things. We have to be cool and new in some way as well. And I'm really concerned about people that are taking that
chasing strategy. Chasing shiny objects? It's just because they're shiny?
It's actually not them chasing shiny object, in my opinion, because they're shiny. It's them trying to pretend they are a shiny object so other people pick them up. Right? So it's the, I want to get VC money, and I think the only way to do it is to be a shiny object to VC.
All right. So in that example, it actually does work. It's probably the worst thing you can do, but it actually does work because just like founders, VCs have the same mindset. I'm going to go get money from limited partners because we're just an AI-focused fund. And AI is going to be huge.
Yeah.
So it's almost a self-fulfilling thing, at least in startup land around the funding side, where a bunch of funds exist for AI. I'm building something that I think is going to be hot just because it has AI in it. And so I'm going to pitch all those funds. They'll get funded, and I can tell you how the story is going to play out. The vast majority will fail. And if AI is really not the promised land, all of them will fail.
Yeah, and especially the ones will fail that did it because they wanted to appear like a shiny object. Like,
right.
I don't know many stories where a company became truly successful with some longevity, and the founding story was, we're doing this thing because everybody thought it's really cool, and we were not convinced ourselves, but we just gave it these names because we wanted to raise money. Like,
yeah, there's countless pitch decks I see with buzzwords in it. And then as I dig into the business, I'm like, well, where is the AI?
Where's this
like,
thing?
Where is it? Like, what are you actually using here? And they're like, oh, no. We're not doing that yet. I'm like, wait, why'd you call it that? Well, we think, you know, our advisors told us it's a better way to frame it. I'm like, oh, well, but you're lying.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. So, yeah, I know what you're saying. I've seen too many even recently that are just like exactly the same language. It's like, well, and then I'll tell them and describe what a great pitch or value prop is for the thing. They're like, no, but like that, we were told that that's not going to work. I'm like, but that's the truth.
Let's switch gears real quick and focus on the two of us, right? So we both run software companies, and in